Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome back to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm the presiding minister, Angela McCurdy, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Pucci, here for another Saturday of praising and worshiping the Lord. First, of course, I want to give all the glory to our Lord and Savior Christ and the great I Am for lifting my body up so that I can come back to you again this week. And he keeps doing it over and over again. So, you know, I just have to thank him for that. No matter what I'm going through, it just seems like the joy of the Lord, talking about Christ, praising his name. Let me tell you, it works miracles, okay? It works miracles. It will keep you at perfect peace. All right, we have a really big treat today. We have Y for C, which is Youth for Christ with Lady Victory. And she's going to be on a little bit later. But before we get to that, I want to encourage everyone to go to the ministry's website at www.sisterpucci.com. And that's spelled SISTAPOOCHIE. There you will find many resources. We have Bible study videos. We're also doing a live Bible study every Saturday at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. And if you want to be a part of that Bible study, just email Sister Pucci at SisterPucci.com. Again, that's SISTAPOOCHIE at SISTAPOOCHIE.com. The space is limited, so if you're definitely interested in joining us, please let us know as soon as possible, and I'll send you the instructions of how to join. We also have a free podcast of the radio show if you have an iPod and you want to subscribe to the podcast through iTunes. There's also Bible study videos, a prayer line, a spiritual consultation email, and other definitely a roster of all the artists that have been played on the radio show since we started. And I really encourage you to contact the artists. A kind word goes a long way. You know, these are people, artists out here who are just doing their thing for the Lord and looking to just, you know, enrich your life. So if something touches you and you really like something, please don't be shy. Send the artist an email, contact them, and let them know exactly what their music is doing for you. Okay, we're going to get ready to start off the show. We're going to do a little music first. And first up on the mic is Moshe with Stupid Music.
Check it out. Rolling down the street, listen to the stupid music. Rolling down the street, listen to the stupid music. Rolling down the street, listen to the stupid music. Rolling, rolling, rolling. Listen, listen, listen. Every day I hear people on the stupid music. Every day I see people on the stupid music. Bragging what he got, bouncing through the beat. I tell you, stupid music is paying up my family, begging for more pay. That's the stupid music. See you down in your own people. That's the stupid music. Coming down on D. That's a stupid reason. See, she got a pot of purse. That's a stupid reason. See, you're playing that life. You chasing dreams, you want a lavish life. You chasing dreams, you want reparations. You chasing dreams, you want them to stop it. Stop chasing a dream. Oprah Winfrey. She ain't thinking about you, Hillary Clinton. She ain't thinking about you, Barack Obama. He keep playing with you, George W. Bush. He keep behind you. Rolling down the street, listen to the stupid music. Rolling down the street, listen to the stupid music. Rolling down the street, listen to the stupid music. Rolling, rolling, rolling. Listen, listen, listen. Every day I hear people on the stupid music. Every day I see people on the stupid music. Bragging what he got, bossing who she be. I tell this stupid music is tearing up our family. Hurricane Katrina, they ain't coming for you. Want a good job? They ain't stunning you, war on terror. They keep stunning you after smoke clear. They definitely coming for your disrespecting sister. There's how you kill the family down and all the brothers. There's how you kill the family sister over the brothers. There's how you kill the family wife out the boy. There won't be no family. Stop, stop. You are not the father, Larry Rick. You are not the father, John Tyrone. You are not the father, hey, she don't care. Let the lane be the father. Rolling down the street, Listen to this stupid music rolling down the street. Listen to this stupid music rolling down the street. Listen to this stupid music rolling, rolling, rolling. Listen, listen, listen. Won't you stop? Listen to this stupid music. Won't you stop? Listen to this stupid music. Won't you stop? Listen to this stupid music. Rolling, rolling, rolling. Listen, listen, listen. We need to stop. Listen to the conscious music. We need to stop. Listen to the conscious music. We need to stop. Listen to the conscious music. Rolling, rolling, rolling. Listen, listen, listen. What? Rolling, rolling, looping, 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 listen, listen, listen. Rolling, rolling, what? Rolling, rolling, listen, listen. Stupid music.
That was Moshe with Stupid Music. You know, what we feed our mind is very important. So sometimes we gotta just stop listening to the cool beat and start listening to what the people are saying. That's what Stupid Music is all about. Okay, if you want to contact Moshe, you can contact him at nvgtr9@gmail.com. Now, you know, usually before I start every show, I come with a Bible verse from the Bible. This is something I want everyone to think about all week, meditate on, pray for wisdom from God, pray for understanding and revelation from my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And this week we're going to come from Proverbs 22:6, and it says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. No matter what you're doing out there, if you put those seeds in your children about Christ, about the Lord, then they would definitely turn back to it if they ever get lost. Okay, next on the mic, up on the mic is Rapture, a.k.a. DJ Shaheem, and he's going to be talking about Move Over Lucifer.
Came straight up out the gutter, I was saved from hell.
Oh, you going? What I had to do is love for the money. Woman, I've been thug my bones. We just doing numbers, don't even use a phone. The nation's growing stronger, double up on my tongue. Seeing aura all around me like a star just shone. You may be living in the hills, statues made of stone. Turning money to an O and a honey to a cone. When I clear my throat, that's all she grown. The honey, I'm gone.
About move over, Lucifer, and we got to do that sometimes. We got to just tell the devil to get out of our way. Now, if you want to contact Rapture, aka DJ Shaheen, you can reach him at his website at www.djshaheen.com. And don't forget, you can go to www.sistapoochie.com, sistapoochie.com, and find a list of all of the artists that we have featured on the show. All right, next up on the mic is Chaya Truth. A spoken word piece about 50%ers. Hope you enjoy it.
Heavenly Father, I come to bind all who praise your name with a double mind. The false worshiping 50%ers, half in the word, worldly sinners. Praying, Lord, create in me a clean heart, but from sinful nature slow to part. I'm ready to change, but slow to start. You are abnormally patient, how great thou art. They rarely comprehend why everything in their lives are wrong, seeking compassion and comfort from secular songs. I can testify that this once was me. Through blind eyes and worldly lies, he unveiled the truth for me to see. They reject the truth to find their chi, their auras, and other sources of artificial peace. Present-day Pharaoh, so devoted, live none of the Bible but love to tote it. Won't stay where the word isn't sugar-coated or takes away their excuses for getting loaded. What about those who fast in your name, boasting of the food they toss? Extremely too eager to inform you of the weight they lost. And the potheads who claim Jesus said it was okay. It comes from the ground where so does crack cocaine. You get higher in the spirit, what you could do, should do, 100 with the Lord and see exactly what he would do. I beg you, make a choice today. Are you in or out? Because on the day of judgment, almost don't count. The only day you truly act like Christians is Christmas. The other 364, you don't have time to listen. And don't forget our Easter bunnies all decked out and bright and sunny. Most of them won't be back till next year unless tragedy comes in this 911. Oh, Lord, I'm here. Brothers and sisters of the 50%, I urge you to fall on your face and repent. Jesus didn't purchase you on a layaway plan. He paid for you in full with the nails in his hands. Analyze your life and your 50%. Then ask yourself this question. Was it blood well spent?
All right. That was Chaya Truth with 50%. And if you want to contact her, you can reach her at www.chayatruth.com. All right. We're going to keep on rolling. Next up on the mic is, I was going to do the dance break, but I'm going to think I'm going to wait for the dance break. Next up on the mic is Lady Victory, and we're going to get her on the phone right now. Lady Victory, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. Just sitting back on a Saturday. I hear the little dog praising the Lord back there. That's good.
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay, everybody. This is Y4C, which means Youth for Christ with Lady Victory. And I'm just going to give Lady Victory the floor right now and let us know what the Lord has been talking to you that you want to say to the youth.
All right. All right, hello everyone. I hope all is well with each and every one of you. I know that you're blessed because we are all children of God. But I serve notice on you today that YPC with Lady Victory is back, amen. And there's a message just for the youth today, amen. The message is for the youth of Christ because on an everyday basis, I see youth fighting against so many different things, such as peer pressure, you know, Youth are pressured to smoke cigarettes, to go places they know they should not go, drug habits, smoking weed and crack. Another thing is not being able to voice their own opinion to adults, the world, the church, and the youth needs to be heard. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Youth are not respecting their parents like they should, like they used to, like talking back to parents. Pregnancy, I see children at the age of 12 having kids, and that's just to name a few. But I started noticing you today that you don't have to be stuck no more. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Isaiah 53:5 basically tells us that he was wounded for our transgressions and he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Now let me just break it down what I'm trying to say. When it said he was wounded, it was saying he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our sins. Another word for sins is iniquity. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. So no matter what you're battling or fighting against, know that God can heal you or deliver you. By his stripes we are healed, but you've got to believe that he can do it. According to Ephesians 3:20, NIV version, now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Amen. And what I want you to remember is God, not man, but God is able to do immeasurably more than all we can ask or imagine. So if you're in the need of a cure or healing, deliverance, miracle, and or breakthrough, God can do it. If it's not available, God can make it available. Nothing, and I mean nothing, is impossible for God. Amen?
Amen.
So if you're sick in body or dealing with sin, I want you to know that God can hold and or heal you. Being healed and made whole are two different things. When you're healed, after you're healed, you know, there's still a reminder there, such as a scar. The scar is there to remind you of what you went through, what you've been through. After you've been made whole, after you've been cured, you know, there's nothing there to remind you of that situation or sin, illness, or whatever. Basically, what I'm saying is there isn't any kind of evidence. Amen? So to confirm what I've said to the youth, I want to just go over to Isaiah 55:11. It says, so is my word that goes out of my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. Amen?
Amen.
All right, now I'm going to give y'all a chance to think about what all I said, and we're going to go ahead and roll into the dance break. Amen?
Amen.
And I'll be right back to conclude with Waffle C with Lady Vicky.
All right, Lady Victory, that was right on. You know, that stuff goes for the adults as well as the youth. Amen?
Amen.
All right, so everybody, I want you to think about what Lady Victory said. Again, always ask for wisdom. Always ask the Holy Spirit to unveil any mysteries in the Bibles to you. And we're going to go into the dance break right now. Now, the dance break is sponsored by our resident DJ, Frankie Vibe. Okay, DJ Frankie Vibe, if you ever want to reach him, you can find him on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Frankie Vibe. You can email him at vibe212001@yahoo.com. He has a House for Inspiration page on Facebook, and he mixes every Sunday from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.my959.com. And then again from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.andsowetrust.com. So everybody, this is the time to get up, make a joyful noise to the Lord, tap your feet, clap your hands, whatever you need to do, but just get into what the DJ is trying to say. Again, the purpose of the dance break is to keep your mind steadfast on God for 15 minutes and also try to figure out the message the DJ is trying to give you. All right, here's the dance break for the week, DJ Frankie Vibe.
everybody. This is DJ Frankie Bob, and you're checking out my girl, Sister Poochie.
Frankie Vibe giving us our praise for the week. I encourage everyone to support DJ Frankie Vibes on Sunday. He has a show that he bits us for several hours, two different times. You can go to the website and get those times, www.sisterpoochie.com, and definitely support his ministry. If you like gospel house dance music, it's just going to blow your mind. This is a small sample. Okay. All right. You know, I love everyone who listens live, and I love everyone who listens later. And for the people who are listening live and for the people who are going to listen later, I'm going to challenge you to find one youth to listen to this show, because I think it's important that we as adults help our youth understand God and help our youth understand the importance of Christ. The sooner we do it, the better off they're going to be. That is why I said in Proverbs 22, this is a reading for the week, Proverbs 22:6. I didn't say it. I just messed up. I didn't say it. God said it. Raise up a child in the way to go, and when he goes old, he will not depart from it. And that's so, so very important, and I could testify to that because I was raised up that way, and I, you know, was out in the street, but I surely came back to God, and look at me now. I'm a minister, and praising God every Saturday. Okay, I have the next up on the mic is a song called Don't Do It, and this is by Spiritual Peace. Okay, everybody, I hope you enjoy it.
Don't do it, don't let the devil fool you.
Commit suicide.
Don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, don't let go. Every day, same old same tease, the baddest clothes. They call a punk, call them sis, it made them feel low. Push down all the time, bloody elbows. So one day your voice came to take his soul.
You follow me, you will never feel pain no more.
He went home through his bed, then he slammed the door. Fell to the floor instead of praying. He started saying, I'ma get him. Went to his father's closet, grabbed his shoebox. Took the pistol out, put it in his lunchbox. Wrote a note, stuffed it in his sock. Next day, lunchtime, nothing but murder on his mind. As he stands in the line, he starts to think, should I do it?
Yeah, do it, just do it, don't think.
He started shooting, stupid, screaming and running. So I ran in the building, then he was gonna run. They said, Freezy, shot back. They put six in the stomach.
Don't do
it, don't do it, don't do it, don't let the devil fool you.
Commit suicide.
Don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, don't let him take your life.
I'ma help you kill yourself.
Don't do it, don't do it, don't.
Man, she's super high. Breast showing, belly showing, skirt squeezing on the thigh. Ladder stain up in the park, belly filled with that Bacardi. Now she about to get loose, sipping on that Grey Goose. No respect for what body do, feeling on her body. Her girl even told her stop it, but she pop, lock and drop it. Sex on the mat, so she give her number to the dude. He whispering her ear. Nanny in the man's room, in the stall, going down. Dude had A, she didn't know. Now she got it, now she pull her thong up. Now she back on the dance floor. Dude wasn't enough, still sipping, trying to find more. Ran into a dude that she knew back from high school. Told her girl's piece, rolling out with him, thought it was cool. She didn't know he was tripping off at PCP. She told him no, he started to rape, but grab her throat and didn't let her go.
Don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. Don't let the devil fool you.
Commit suicide.
Don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. Don't let him take your life.
I'ma help you kill yourself.
Don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. Don't let the devil fool you.
Commit suicide.
Don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. Don't let him take your life.
Alright, alright. That was Spiritual Peace. With Don't Do It. Don't let the devil fool you. Don't let the devil take your life. If you want to contact them, you can contact them or buy that song at Reverb Nation at www.reverbnation.com/SP Spiritual Peace. And again, the song is Don't Do It. All right, we're going to bring Lady Victory back onto the line, and we're going to finish up what she was saying because we had to give you all a break to digest it. Lady Victory.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, we're praising the Lord today, aren't we, boy? We just giving them
yes,
the giving them the gospel truth. The gospel truth with this music and this stuff. So I want you to just go ahead and finish up talking to the youth and let them know what you want them to hear.
All right, all right. So to conclude, Prophecy with Lady Victory, there's three reasons. I want you to have Jesus in your life. Three reasons why you should have Jesus in your life. Amen. Jesus loves you. He desires to have a relationship with you and to give you a life full of joy and purpose. Lady Vicky, why do I do it in my life? Because you have a past. You can't go back, but he can. The Bible says Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forevermore. Hebrews 13:8. He can walk into those places of sin and failure. Wipe the slate clean and give you a new beginning. Lady Victory, I still understand why I need him in my life, because you need a friend. Jesus knows the worst about you, yet he believes the best. Why? Because he sees you not as you are, but as who you will be when he gets with you. What a friend. What a friend right there. But then, you know, I still have a youth coming back saying to me, why, Lady Vicky, why do I need him in my life? I mean, I hear what you're saying, but I'm just not understanding why I need him in my life. Because he holds your future. Who else are you going to trust? In his hands, you are safe and secure today and for all eternity. His word says, for I know the plans I have for you, plans for good and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. In those days when you pray, I will listen. Jeremiah 29:11-12 from the Living Bible. Those are the three reasons why you need Christ. I encourage each one of you, each and every youth that's under the sound of my voice, get a personal relationship with him. Amen. And this is the lady, Wife for C with Lady Victory.
Okay, Wife for C with Lady Victory. That's Youth for Christ. Now, Lady Victory, you're going to come on every month, correct, and talk to the youth?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I want everyone to look out for all the notices on Facebook and Twitter and Tag and MySpace for when Lady Victory will be back with us again. But I definitely want, like I said, I challenge all the adults to make sure that the youth hear this segment, because Lady Victory gave some wonderful tips, especially the three reasons why youth need Christ, but the three reasons why we all need Christ. All right, Lady Victory, hang out with me to the rest for the rest of the show.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, we're going to roll into If You Let Him, because all this works only if you let him. Okay, so this is If You Let Him by Danielle Woodson.
Broke your money spent.
All right, that was Danielle Woodson with If You Let Him. If you want to contact Danielle, you can contact her at www.denowitpoet.com. Again, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm the presiding minister, Angela McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie. And don't forget, the ministry's website is www.sisterpoochie.com. That's S-I-S-T-A-P-O-O-C-H-I-E. All right, we're going to roll on to another song. The next up on the mic is T.P. the Grinch with Back of the Day. As Lady Victory says, we all have a past, but Jesus can go back there and erase it for us. Back in the Day by T.P. the Grinch.
Open this gate, forgive me for my sins and hug me, tell me it's okay. Take me by my hand and walk willingly, turn me away and send me to the pits of hell and tell me I gotta stay. Lord, please forgive me for a dope dealing, a little stealing, game banging, I meant right, but I was born the devil in me. For so long I've done wrong, I can't go back, so I sit with pen and pen right to you out of respect. Please bless me with forgiveness and mistakes I made. See, I was young and dumb and didn't know the rightful way. But when you blessed me with this music, I knew it was my time to stop all that nonsense, Lord, and go for mine. The devil is a lie, that's what my auntie say. Now I'm on my knees, God, ask him, take him away. I'm sorry for drug dealing, I'm sorry for pulling triggers, I'm sorry for having hate in my heart for another living. Sorry for putting my mom through stress, she didn't need it. Take a sip, but it's fifth and wonder why I'm still breathing. If I leave, would I be missed? Cause you know life goes on. One tear drops my eye because I'm stressed and drunk. Hey, back in the day, I ain't care, my mind won't really there. Back in the day, back in them days, back in the day, y'all hustled, came bang with the rest of them. Back in the day, back in them days, ain't had no man to raise me, so the streets, they made me. Back in the day, back in them days, but now my head on right now, no need to fight now, yeah.
I sit back and reminisce about my cousin Sean. Lord, please let him rest and let his soul go on. So much stress and pain made me write this song. So many tears on my paper when I wrote this song. Abdul Riley, keep him safe behind them bars. And tell my grandmothers I miss him, keep him close in your arms. I never thought a man like me would ever cry so hard. But thinking about my past and what I done, it hurts my heart. I say a prayer in my head before I sleep at night, and wish this little light of mine forever shines so bright. Lord, have mercy on my human, cleanse my body of sin. So I know now what I do, I leave it all up to you.
Back in the day, I ain't care, my mind won't really there. Back in the day, back in them days, back in the day, I hustled, game bang with the rest of them. Back in the day, back in them days, ain't had no man to raise me, so the streets, they made me. Back in the day, back in them days, but now my head on right now, no need to fight now, yeah.
First off, I wanna tell my Auntie Vine I miss you. I hate to see you leave, it hurts my heart to not hear you. To my grandfather Cliff, you already know what it is. The only father figure in my life to show me what a man really is. Nah, nah, you always showed you love me. So as long as you here, expect it back from me. Granny, I love you and I got so much to say. I broke down when I got that call that you passed away.
Back in the day, I ain't care, my man won't really there. Back in the day, back in them days, back in the day, y'all hustled, came bang with the rest of them. Back in the day, back in them days, ain't had no man to raise me, so the streets, they made me. Back in the day, back in them days, but now my head on right now, no need to fight now, it's better days, better days.
That was T.P. the Grinch with Back in the Day. If you want to contact him, you can actually email the ministry's email address, which is sisterpoochie@sisterpoochie.com. We can all spell it by now. sisterpoochie@sisterpoochie.com. Okay, we're going to go back to Lady Victory for a moment. The show is almost over. Lady Victory, this time flies so fast. It really does. It really does. Okay, so is there anything else you want to tell the youth or the adults before we go for the day?
Oh, yes. If you want to get in touch with me or just email me, you can email me at ladyvictory@sisterpoochie.com. That is LadyVictory. It's all one word. At sisterpoochie.com.
All right. I'm looking forward to your next week, for next month. I'm like already next week. Next month for you coming back on and giving your anointed word. I thank you so much for joining us and giving this powerful message, not only to the youth, but also to the listening audience itself. So you take care of yourself, and I'll definitely catch up with you next month. Everyone, look out for Lady Victory. Get a youth to listen to this over. And don't forget Proverbs 22:6, which says, raise up a child in the way he shall go, and when he grows old, he will not depart from it. Everyone, I had a wonderful time. Life, it just goes by so fast. Don't forget to go to the website and utilize the ministry's resources. And we're going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here with How Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music. If you want to contact them, you can go to their YouTube account, www.youtube.com/Society Hill Music. I want everyone to have a blessed and safe Memorial Day. Labor Day. A blessed and safe Labor Day. Everyone have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy your families. And remember, God loves you. Jesus loves you. And we'll see you next week. Peace, and I'm out.